Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today's breaking story marks a major shift in global tech policy. The United States has eased export restrictions on NVIDIA's high-performance H200 AI chips, allowing controlled sales to China.
This is a big reversal. Just months ago, the U.S. had completely blocked NVIDIA's top AI hardware from reaching China, arguing that advanced GPUs could strengthen China's military and AI capabilities.
But now, under a new controlled export framework, NVIDIA can sell a restricted version of the H200-1 that meets U.S. performance caps and reporting requirements.
And this decision comes at a geopolitical moment. According to early reports, Trump personally pushed for a policy shift, saying that certain controlled exports could stabilize markets without compromising security.
Analysts say this change reflects multiple pressures: global supply chain tensions, the economic weight of U.S. semiconductor companies, and China's rapid rise in AI hardware self-sufficiency.
The twist? Some critics argue this policy actually shifts leverage back toward China. They say controlled exports still allow Chinese firms access to frontier compute, even if limited.
Others disagree, saying the chips being approved are intentionally downgraded to prevent advanced military use. But even downgraded H200 units are extremely powerful for commercial AI.
Let's break down what's allowed. NVIDIA can now sell a tightly regulated H200 variant. China must disclose end users. Data centers must meet monitoring standards. And the U.S. can revoke access at any moment.
Reuters reports that NVIDIA already has orders from Chinese cloud providers waiting. These are massive companies: Tencent, Alibaba, Baidu, all hungry for AI compute.
Beijing responded cautiously but positively, calling it a constructive step, though still criticizing U.S. export controls overall.
Meanwhile, U.S. tech investors reacted sharply. NVIDIA stock jumped immediately, reflecting optimism about renewed access to the Chinese market, one of the company's biggest revenue sources.
But here's the long-term question. Does this reopen the chip race or simply delay China's push towards semiconductor independence?
BBC analysts suggest China is already accelerating domestic GPU development, including Huawei's Ascend chips and several new unexpected players.
So even if NVIDIA sells into China again, the clock is ticking. China wants to eliminate reliance on U.S. hardware.
From an AI standpoint, this decision means China will continue training large models with near-frontier hardware, giving them more capability than many expected for 2026.
And globally, this signals a return to strategic export balancing rather than total prohibition. The U.S. wants control, not isolation.
This story is still unfolding, and the chip wars are entering a new phase.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Thanks, everyone. See you on the next one.